We the omnipotent fermentations of time, taking ancient dreams and technological prime. Weave the stories of the old right through the soul, and so they told and told until they start to transform. The born again into the next era with the modern flair, but the message still bears a one in the many, many in the one. So come on in, cause you're most welcome to the temple of earth, the sun and the moon. Reclaim your power, it's the place we commune, a place for the mind, the body and soul.
Hello there, my name is Brooke Shannon Sullivan, and I'm the director of the Wild Temple School of Yoga and Herbal Wisdom and this Wild Temple podcast. Part of my mission is that I guide yoga and wellness professionals, spirit-led change makers, practical mystics, and aspiring leaders who especially love nature into self-mastery and soul purpose to have greater impact in the world. Why? Because the world needs us, and for those listening, needs you. I do this through a methodology of twilight alchemy, which comes from a really ancient system of tantra, and the tools of tantra, yoga, and herbal wisdom, which I call sacred technologies. I offer these things so that you can build your own toolbox, as well as have the inspiration for greater health, greater impact, and better relationships with all beings, not just humans. Thank you so much for listening. You can check out more of my programs and offerings at thewildtemple.com, and I'm on Instagram at thewildtemple. I look forward to continuing our journey together. Be well. Greetings and happy Biltana, or Beltane, or May Day. This is a special episode for you. I'm releasing it a little bit earlier than the moon, and it is dedicated to this time of year of this emergence of the plant allies and the plant kingdom that we work with and we have befriended as shelter, food, medicine, guides to our becoming, to our self-realization. And as you know, my work with the Wild Temple is largely dedicated to nature and this plant realm. And so I really love this time of year, this specific day, and even ceremony that is an ode to an honor of my own ancestors. So Bel Tana in Gaelic means fires of Bel. Bel is a Celtic sun god. That means shining, and is representative of the healing powers of both the sun and the waters. And what I love about this is that when we are working with the flower essences and plants as flowers, we also think of them very much like devas, like little gods and goddesses. Deva is also translated as the shining one or shining ones. And when we're looking at making flower essence remedies specifically, we use the sun and the waters, plus the intelligent form of the plant, which is the flower itself, and we merge them together to create these electric flower waters or mother waters that aid in our mental clarity, our emotional well-being, and our evolution of our consciousness so that we are beautiful human beings living through our hearts and helping to make this world a better place. Biltana is both a celebration of the divine feminine represented as the May Queen or the flora, the flowering of the earth, and the divine masculine, which is represented by the May King or the green man of earth. It is a celebration of the union of the two, which makes the one, which is our solar and lunar channels in our bodies, right? And it is this life force that pulses through all beings on the planet. That is this merging of the oneness that leads us to the one. So in this ancient celebration of Biltana, we celebrate the passionate renewal of vital energy, bathing our bodies with health, and this celebration of renewal of this same vitality that bathes our minds with hope and revitalization, which I know so many of us are needing right now. It's been a really challenging couple of months for many people and a lot of changes going on in the world. So we can utilize this time to bring in more of a depth of understanding and let this move through our hearts through the power of love, compassion, healing, forgiveness, and the wonder of the great mysteries. That Beltane is such a beautiful celebration in ode to. This particular episode is also really special for me because I'm launching one of my most favorite beloved courses called Plants Drop Wisdom. And it's such a really beautiful time to be opening up an invitation into a new program, especially one that is completely in alignment with what Beltane or Beltane is about, which is this nourishing of the mind, a dedication to the heart, and this union of the sun and the moon, of the union of the masculine and the feminine to help us grow and evolve, much as flowers or much as plants do. And so before I go into what this little episode, this offering is about, which it's really a practice, it's a plant spirit journey, I wanted to tell you about the course that I am unleashing and unveiling and inviting you into. This is an 8-week mentorship with me dedicated to the plants. You learn over 100 flowers, their lore, their medicine, their habitat, and even the spiritual mystery of their personality, their archetype, and how you can befriend them and how they can support you. So I weave together the teachings of the flower essence services of the Flower Essences of North America and the Bach flower essences that are in the Celtic Isles and the UK area. And when you have gone through this journey with me, which is an 8-week program where we are sitting with the actual flower essences, we're meditating with the actual plants, we are getting out into the fields, and it's a hybrid study. You're online with me, so you can be anywhere in the world. And when you're working in this way, this 8-week journey is a transformative process for you. So you're understanding in a group and with your own embodied experience how you are subtly and profoundly healing, nurturing yourself, and shifting your perspectives in a way that you can live a life with more passion, freedom, and purpose. And this 8-week journey is in sync with the chakras. So for those of you who understand the chakras and know that they are actually their locus in the subtle body that have particular pranic force fields that have our karmas in them, and they are also these little playgrounds of understanding ourselves. That's on one level what the esoteric nature is of the chakras. But in a scientific lens, they are our stages of development as human beings, starting from birth into very young children, into teenage years, etc. And so we take this journey together. Each week is dedicated to the chakras. So this is very enhancing to your skill set, to your toolbox, if you are a wellness professional or especially a yoga practitioner or Reiki practitioner or someone who loves to understand the more esoteric sciences of Kundalini. And this is where Tantra has given us such powerful gifts. Tantra is the mother science that gave us the tools of the chakras. So the Plants Drop Wisdom course that I'm unveiling now and inviting you into, which we do have a coupon code on the website, www.thewildtemple.com. If you register by May 15th, you get a discount. This is all included in this amazing course. And I really hope that you look at the page, you sink your teeth in, get a cup of tea, and you really understand what it is I'm offering now, because it is progressive, it is revolutionary, and it is one of my students' favorite courses that they take through the Wild Temple, this and the Sage Apprenticeship. But it's unique because it's bringing plants to the world of yoga and Ayurveda practitioners in a way that can really support you, like really tremendously support you. All right, so enough about that. Please visit the page. Please sign up before May 15th. Please share it, because our mental health and our emotional well-being needs this. As a collective of a human race, we really need support like this. I can't stress that enough. Let the flowers be your allies. Let them be your friends and the community that you call upon for support in every facet of your life, including taking care of your own children, your pets, your families, and your communities. Let them be your aids. All right. So the episode that I'm sharing with you is actually a practice. It's a guided meditation and journey with me and a plant spirit ally. So if you've never done a guided plant spirit journey, please continue to listen. You may want to press pause and set up some candlelight, get out your sheepskin rug, or sit cozy on a couch with your favorite snuggly or blanket pillows and sink in. Allow this to be deep nurturance for you. And you can do this at any time. It doesn't have to be today. But we start off with calling in the directions, and then we work with the medicine of the labyrinth. And I tell you a little bit about what that means. It's like a circle and a spiral combined. And what it's offering you. And then a specific plant ally that I met in Ireland in a labyrinth. And she rocked my socks off. Or I like to think of them as they. They are very much this united masculine and feminine devas, shining ones that are guiding us. But something about this particular one felt a little feminine to me. Maybe I needed that medicine at that time. So I invite you to journey with me. Welcome to the world of the flowers. And take care. Enjoy today. I look forward to staying connected to you in all of the ways. Blessings. And find your breath, welcoming in this beautiful flowering time of the earth and that divine interplay of masculine and feminine known as Bealtaine. I'd love for you to just feel as if you are stepping into a circle. And you can feel the circle that we're gathered with today on the call. And the larger gathering that is just watching the video afterwards, just bringing all these hearts into our circle. So as you step in to this moment, I'd love for you just to imagine that we're at a beautiful gathering built in this ceremony with that traditional maypole as its centerpiece. Maypole could be a tree or just this big long pole standing erect with these ribbons all around and a wreath at the very top. We're preparing to do a Beltane dance. This interweaving of ribbons around the pole, which is the phallus, and the wreath coming down signifying the vulva of the divine feminine and this cosmic union. And this cosmic union into wholeness is a beautiful reflection of our own passion and grace, our own connections to pleasures, but our wholeness that's necessary to maintain as we do connect to these more earthly pleasures. So feel as if you're facing the rising sun, or face east. I'm just calling in a prayer. May the flowering earth recharge my mind. Feel and see the flowering tops of the trees and the tall vines dancing in the breeze, made strong by the wind, embodying the power of air. Feel the flowering earth revitalizing your mind. Can imagine you're turning to face the south or just feeling the south over your right shoulder. May the flowering earth refuel my passion, my love, my desire. You can feel or see all the flowers blooming all across the land, all across the oceans, over lava rocks and desert scapes, embodying the power, the fuel, the passion of fire. Feel this flowering earth renew your passion. And from this passion, renew your own luminosity. connection to Lumen de Natura, the light of nature. Now feel the back body or turn to the west, and the prayer you'll call in with the mind's eye is, may this flowering earth revitalize my good feelings. Feel or see the flowers blooming from the silky surface of ponds, within marshes, along the wet brooks, deep inside the forests. Feel the flowering earth revitalizing your good feelings as she touches the waters, the waterways, and the waters run pure, crystalline, healthy, and strong. Turn in your mind's eye to face the north or over the left shoulder. May the flowering earth renew my body. Feel or see the flowers blooming from the soil of your ancestors, from the shrubby bushes to the herbs and plants in all of the garden beds. Feel this new blossoming, this new sprouting, and the energy that ripples through and nourishes your body. Feel the pleasure and strength of the earth renewing your whole body. Now, being aware of the scenery gathered in this circle with this maypole in the center, and you'll also feel or hear a fire crackling in the distance. This is that fire of good fortune, that which this ceremony, Bieltana, gets its name from. And then just for a moment, in the midst of this ceremony, right before the dancing begins, time freezes. And you feel this draw or call to just notice at the horizon, there's this misty lake. Walk away, the ceremony itself is just frozen in time, and you walk away silently, curiously, to this edge of a lake where there's a canoe that rests there. And you're so grateful you have this sweet ceremonial garb on, maybe even a crown of flowers on your head. You feel so connected to all that is the earth, this moment, and this trusting and climbing into the canoe to see what has drawn you in this way. So paddling over through this misty lake, you just start to feel into what was, what is, and what will be. Without attachments, just enjoying the grace and the breeze and the mysteries of life. Are ancient symbols of a spiral and a circle joined. And the path is to find your wholeness. It's walking into the center to release what was old, to come into the center to a prayer, an intention, or a gift of meeting self, and then to walk back out a new version of yourself. And you feel that in this center, not only will you be meeting yourself, but you'll be meeting the spirit of Spotted Orchid. And you're so curious to meet her, or they. So you go ahead and take two drops of the essence just knowing it'll help lead you towards that center without getting lost. And you start down the path of the labyrinth and towards the center, to the spirit of Orchid. Yourself coming even closer and closer to the center. Maybe you're already there, sitting at the feet of the orchid. The first question you have is, how can I receive your medicine? What is it that you wish to show me? Serve you. Maybe you have an offering in the mind's eye, you've crafted something, or maybe there's an intention that you can set. Ready, begin to walk back, slowly coming out of the labyrinth. Just feeling into the exchange that just occurred, insights or ahas. A deepening of this connection to your own wholeness. What is to become? Get out of the canoe. over back to the built-in ceremony. Just taking your place once again, where now all of a sudden time resumes. There's music and laughter, and everyone begins the dance around the maypole, and you feel this spirit of wild orchid carried with you. With this knowledge of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, this interplay, that is the dance of creation. You feel it all around you, you feel it within you, and you notice your own sovereignty, your own connection to your own sexuality, passion, and wholeness. And you embrace those parts of you. You allow them to be strong, vital, and seen. And when the dance commences, it's time to jump over the fire. So here's where you can seed that intention, set that prayer, and whenever you're ready, just jumping three times over the fire, this fire of illumination, fires of manifestation. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and slowly open your eyes, or if you like, you can rub your palms together, place them over the eyes. I like to open my eyes either in darkness or through my eyelashes, very slowly taking everything in, and then go ahead and write down whatever is coming forward for you. I hope that this practice, this guided meditation, this plant spirit journey was really good medicine for you, and that you have time today, and even not just today, but in your week and in this month, to connect with the plants, to feel their spirit, and to, in some way, receive their support and give back your support to them. One of the main ways that I have found the plants really feel supported is in our honoring of them. When we notice them, when we sit by them, when we appreciate them, just like any other being, every being on this planet, no matter what the species, wants to be appreciated and wants that love force to flow through. So I'll close our episode today with a quote, and it's by Mary Oliver. In every heart, there is a god of flowers just waiting to come out of its cloud and lift its wings. So hopefully your heart was nurtured, nourished by this experience, and that whatever it is that is the desire that's deep within your wish-fulfilling hridaya, that smaller heart space below Anahata Chakra, whatever it is that is that deep longing of a desire, can start to percolate like a beautiful seed, sprout, and then emerge like wings and fly into the world, creating the change that the world is so desperately calling for right now. Because I know you as a listener, you have some magic in you that the world is needing and you're needing, so that you don't feel sick or disempowered or misaligned to express. So I'm here to support you. Again, please visit thewildtemple.com. Check out my Plants Drop Wisdom course that is starting June 6th. That's a new moon when we begin. But there's a little coupon discount until May 15th. And yeah, please share this. Like, follow, give us reviews so we're found. I think for so long have been hidden under the veils. And now we're needing to blossom as well. the Wild Temple into the community. So we really are supported by your help in this way. And I'd like to just give gratitude and shout out to all the people that have made this podcast just such a wonderful platform for me to express my voice. And I first want to just say thank you to Laura Williams for the intro song, as well as my husband, Cactus, who really is just a genius and was able to produce the feeling tone behind the music. To Lindsay McCarger, who edits these episodes for me. Unfortunately, today she didn't edit this one. I'm doing this one on my own. And to Julian Dreyer, a dear friend of ours, who is a sound engineer at Echo Mountain. I'd like to also especially give a shout out to Leah Kent, who is a wonderful book coach and professional writer. And she's been listening to my episodes. And she said, Brooke, I really hear the work you've been doing to make your message more clear. And I appreciate you for that, as well as for what you offer through these podcasts. So thank you to Leah for sharing that you see me in all of the work that I'm doing to put these out and that you're receiving the good medicine that these episodes are aimed to give. Thank you, everybody.